Welcome to the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine mid-month check-in. We are really close at the time of recording to Valentine's Day. You're listening to this, it's probably already happened. So happy Valentine's Day month, everybody. I hope that your love of your life, whoever that is, could be just yourself, but the love of your life spoiled you well and people thought of you and you have had a great month this month. We got to do something because it's so cold out and whatever. It's nice to have a month where we try to get our minds off of a February month in Canada, right? Do you agree with me? Unless you're in BC, that's probably not even relevant for you because you always have beautiful weather in BC. I don't know why you hog it all. But yeah, here in Ontario, super cold. I think this month or a few weeks ago, it was the coldest place on earth. Right. Okay, so February, let's warm up a little bit and spread a little love around. And this episode, we're focusing on falling in love with podcasting again. And if you've kind of fallen out of love with your show, this magazine this month is here designed to help encourage you to go back and reignite the things that you love about your podcast and about your audience and about content creation and all of the things. Because falling back in love with your podcast, it's going to show through on the mic. It's going to show through in all that you do, where you show up. And I'm so happy you're here. So happy Valentine's Day month for you as a podcaster. Thanks for being here. We're getting some great love from podcasters for the magazine. Thank you so much for all of the messages, the SpeakPipe messages, the emails, the DMs, the things, the shares, and the listen that you're here. It's amazing when I go look at my stats for this podcast. We're only doing this twice a month, but we're seeing listens around the globe for a Canadian podcaster magazine, which is outstanding. So as you listen to this outside of the country of Canada, I just want to acknowledge, thank you so much for supporting the magazine, pressing play on the podcast, and being part of this community. Whether you are originally from Canada, now living elsewhere, whether you've ever been to Canada, but you're interested in Canadian voices, that's the idea behind this magazine. I wanted this magazine to go beyond an email, and I wanted this magazine to be free of a paywall. I didn't want to put any kind of barrier between you and the magazine, between the magazine and anybody else that wants to see or interact with it. It's completely free. This magazine will always be free. And if you see anything in the magazine that resembles an ad, they're not ads. We have not charged anybody to be in this magazine to feature their book, their product, their service that supports Canadian podcasters. Everything you see in the magazine has been completely for free. All of the amazing people that have supported the magazine and submitted articles or we've promoted their business has all been done for free. We want this magazine to reach as many people as possible. So as you meet Canadian podcasters in your day-to-day, when you cross paths with anybody here in Canada that creates content as a podcast, please think of sharing the magazine. We'd love to get this in front of them. And if you have not been featured yet in the magazine as a podcaster, we would love to hear from you. We have a list. Right now, we're up to April and May as far as ideas of who we want to feature, but we'll willingly move you into the slot and put you up in the next magazine coming in March. So reach out to me. CanadianPodcaster.com is how you find me. It's where you can see the magazine. All of the links, everything you need is in the magazine. Go there first and you'll find everything you need to get in touch with the magazine. We want to feature you on the show here in the podcast. That's what we do mid-month. We actually pull clips from the podcast that are featured in the magazine for the month. We actually give you a little taste test of all these different podcasts and encourage you to go support Canadian podcasters. This, again, is something uniquely different for this magazine over an email newsletter and over a website. This is something meant to be shared, and we're encouraging you to be a part. So whether you want to write for the magazine, you want to submit your podcast to be featured, you have a product or service that you'd like to get in front of other Canadian podcasters, reach out to me at CanadianPodcaster.com. We want to make sure we shout out the PodCamp Toronto for this month, February 27th, 28th, and March 1st. PodCamp Toronto is in the magazine. Go check through there. Click on the links. Go there and check it out. If you're in Toronto, if you're available to be in Toronto, go check out PodCamp Toronto. They do great events. They support the podcasting community. I know. It's Ontario, and you're listening outside of Ontario. We also have Pod Summit. That's coming up in the fall out there in Alberta, so definitely go check that out. But PodCamp Toronto, a big event, been going for a long time. Super supportive of voices in Canadian podcasting. So click through, check out PodCamp Toronto, one of our podcast events featured in the magazine for February. Go check it out and tell them that Canadian Podcaster sent you. So let's get into our podcasts that are featured in February of 2026. We're going to start with an opportunity for you to pull up a chair, join us on the front porch. It's On the Porch is the podcast, and it is a podcast that focuses on great Canadian country music. It's a fun show to listen to. Two amazing dynamic hosts that love Canadian content, Canadian artists. If you're a Canadian musician and you know one in the country music scene, definitely reach out. On the Porch with Front Porch Music. Here's a little taste of the show. Here's some sounds and ready. Here we go. It's On the Porch. Take it away.
Hey everyone, it's Jenna Weiser and Logan Miller.
Hi.
Thanks for checking out our new podcast, On the Porch with Front Porch Music. On the Porch is an extension of what Front Porch is all about, bringing you closer to the Canadian country music industry, from the biggest in country music to the incredible independent artists that we love.
On this podcast, we're going to be talking to so many Canadian country artists and getting to know them a little more. This isn't going to be your typical interview. It's going to be more casual chats you'd have with your friends on the front porch. Why don't I tell you a bit about why I started Front Porch? It was a few years ago. I was working in music for many, many years. And at every festival I went to, I'd see so many Canadian country artists just not get any attention. They, you know, not get interviews, not get the main slots at festivals, and they just kind of seem to be getting the short end of the stick. So I know that in Canada we have some of the best artists and some of the biggest talent, and I wanted to give these artists a platform where they can actually reach an audience, where they can find new fans, and a place where fans like you and I can find new artists to fall in love with.
Totally.
Yeah, so that's kind of why I started Front Porch. We launched, and pretty quickly we started getting messages from artists asking to be on the Front Porch, and so it got busy really quickly, and then one day, I remember it so fondly.
No, you don't.
I actually do. I got this message from a girl named Jenna asking to join the team at Front Porch Music, and I was like, we don't have a team, but... Sure.
Sure, come on board.
Come on board. So in walks Jenna.
In walks I. And yeah. I've never left, and you cannot get rid of me. No. 3 years later.
Thank God.
Don't blow my ego up like that.
What made you want to join Front Porch?
It was all like everything. It was like the butterfly effect. Things just suddenly happened. I went to the CCMAs. I found, and I loved it. Like, the experience was awesome. I found Front Porch on Twitter, and I looked into, like, what the heck is this thing? It's more than just a Twitter page, obviously. And I had just graduated university. I was always a writer in university, and I was like, I was kind of missing that little part, like that part that gave me joy. And so I thought, why don't I write about something that I love? Should somebody have me, obviously. And you did! So
I did.
It was great, and I've had so much fun, and we've been able to build this out. Like, I had no idea what my involvement would look like. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I didn't know if it would be long term. I'd be like, this guy's gonna get sick of me, or maybe I'm gonna get bored. And like, I'm just so excited about Front Porch every day still.
Me too, obviously. And that's why we're here.
Yeah, let's talk about it every 2 weeks.
Yeah, so that's why we're starting this podcast. We just love, we want everyone to fall in love with the industry like we have. We really hope you'll stick around. Pull up a seat, grab a drink, and hang out with us on the front porch.
We'll see you soon.
On the front porch.
There we go. I feel so welcome to be on the front porch. Great podcast for everyone to go check out. Again, I love music, so you got me right there. Definitely going to be listening and following that show, On the Porch. Everyone, go check it out. So I'm a dad. I have three adult children. I am also the host of Dad Space, which is a podcast for dads by dads. So when I find another great dad podcast to listen to, I'm like, sweet. Dad Central is here. It is a podcast to help reduce stress and build confidence in fatherhood. And again, anything we could do to help dads, then I'm all in. So Dad Central, here's a little taste of the show. We'd love for you to go check it out. If you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever met a dad, here's Dad Central. Here's a little taste of the show.
Let's be real, dads. You're in constant demand, and a lot of times you have no on-off switch. One of the things I share with a lot of dads, calm is a practice, not a personality trait. How do you practice it?
Welcome to the Dad Central Show, the podcast that helps overwhelmed dads conquer stress, build confidence, and become the father their family brags about. Join Drew Solon, a leadership coach and father of five, and Ed Gow Jr., a fatherhood advocate and contributor to the Good Men Project, as we guide you through the journey of fatherhood. We'll show you how to connect deeply with your family, manage your time and energy better, and master tools to become the dad you want to be. Let's get started.
If you had just 10 minutes today, could you lower your stress enough that your kids would notice? Today on the Dad Central Show, we're going to be talking about another interesting topic. And it's going to be the 10-minute reset, tiny habits that lower stress fast on the Dad Central Show. So Dad Central is a parenting podcast to reduce stress and build confidence in fatherhood. Our show, as always, is presented by Dove Men Plus Care. Dove Men Plus Care believes that care is the best of a man, because when men care for themselves and others, there is a positive impact. And as always, we want to make sure, if you're watching this, many of you watch, but you're not subscribed, we want you to subscribe, whether you're watching or listening this, wherever you're watching on that platform and you're listening on that platform, subscribe, and also provide comments. Drew has got a hand up.
Yeah, I'd also love it if you've been finding value in the show and what we're sharing. Please go ahead and rate or give us a review. I'd love to have that commentary out there. Plus, of course, it helps others find the show and recognize that it can offer value for them too.
So there we go. There's a little taste of Dad Central here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. I love it. If you want your podcast featured here in March, please let us know. We'll do exactly the same thing we're doing for here for Dad Central and On the Porch. We'll do for you. We'd love to feature your podcast right here so other people can connect with you, listen to your show. The one thing I hear from podcasters, I have a show called the How to Podcast Series, is people are looking for a way to promote their show. And they're like, how do I get in front of other listeners of podcasts? Well, if you're in Canada and you're a Canadian podcaster, how about the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine? Because now we can actually get you on the magazine, you can be found online, and there's a podcast to go along with it as well. So you can hear great podcasters from Canada right here on the show. Speaking of great podcasters, one of the shows I'm really falling in love with right now is The Podcaster's Guide to a Visible Voice with Mary Chan. I love how this show is edited. It'll help you if you are looking for advice and help how to be on the microphone, how to be a great presenter. Mary's got a great background in radio. She's a great podcaster and she podcasts about podcasting, which I do as well. And I just love her show. I've listened to every episode of Mary's podcast going way back. And The Podcaster's Guide to a Visible Voice. Here's Mary, and I love this. And I'm going to steal from her song, from her theme song, Let's Go. Here's Mary Chan with The Podcaster's Guide to a Visible Voice. Here we go.
How do you make an emotional connection with your audience? It's done through the power of your natural voice. This is the Podcaster's Guide to a Visible Voice, a podcast for podcasters who want to reach their full potential. Be more confident to share your authentic voice through bite-sized episodes on voice coaching and podcasting tips. You'll discover what it takes to be a powerful podcaster with me, your host, Mary Chan, as I share techniques, mindset shifts, and go beyond the typical how to talk into a microphone. But I love to talk about that too. I'll guide you on your podcasting journey to level up your show or even start one. As a voiceover artist and former radio producer for almost 20 years, I'll share with you what I've learned from creating, recording, and editing hundreds of thousands of voices. From newbie clients who had to read their very first script to seasoned professionals voicing the very same commercials you hear on the radio and TV. Let's go! They all have one thing in common with you. They made an emotional connection to a listener, not by the words, but through the use of their voice. Learn all the secrets at visiblevoicepodcast.com and subscribe to the Podcaster's Guide to a Visible Voice for free on your favorite podcast listening app, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify.
And there you go, Mary Chan. It's a great podcast. She's got energy for days. My gosh, if she could bottle that up, I'd buy it. No problem. Mary, it's a great podcast. Thank you for what you do for podcasters. It's great to have that show out there in the world. Everyone should go listen and subscribe. You're going to learn a lot from Mary. Now, imagine a firefighter who loves quilting who creates a podcast. Sounds like a joke, like the beginning of a joke, but this is no joke. The Quilter on Fire podcast is here for you. And if you love quilting, like, talk about a super niche podcast. I love this so much. If you love quilting and you know quilting, like you really know quilting, I know what a quilt is. I've never done it. But if you want to know more, go check out the Quilter on Fire podcast. Brandy's here. She's the host and she just knows her stuff. And she knows great content when she sees it, she keeps you in stitches, really, is what she does. Go check out the Quilter on Fire podcast. Here's a little taste of the show. Get out your needles and let's see what we can put together. Here we go.
She started with a squirrel brain and a vintage sewing machine and turned that spark into a global quilting community. My guest today loves to teach and engage with quilters online, and she believes that chocolate belongs in every sewing basket. A girl after my own heart. Whether you're afraid to try free motion quilting or you're drowning in fabric scraps, this episode of Quilter on Fire is your permission to slip into play, experiment, and quilt with joy. Today, I'll have a chat with Kim Jamison Hurst of Chatterbox Quilts. Hello, and welcome to the Quilter on Fire podcast. I'm Brandy Maslowski, a former firefighter turned quilt professional. As a quilt teacher, speaker, and judge, I travel the globe to bring quilters more joy and less overwhelm. Not too long ago, the quilty life I now lead was just a dream. After many lessons and a lot of hard work, I've transitioned from juggling a day job and a quilting business on the side to becoming a full-time quiltpreneur. I started the Quilter on Fire podcast to create a vibrant community of quilters, artists, and makers. Each episode brings you inspiring stories, insights, and the pure joy of guests from all over the world. If their stories uplift you and spark joy, you're in the right place. Let's dive in and ignite that creative fire within you. My guest today is Kim Jamison Hurst, founder of Chatterbox Quilts. A quilter, a teacher, a pattern designer, vintage machine lover, and let's face it, a delightful human being. She's the voice behind hundreds of YouTube videos, thoughtful blog posts. She did a Q&A blog post with me back in 2015. That's a decade ago, so she has been doing this for a while. She hosts online courses designed to help quilters get past fear, past the perfectionism, and past the quilt police. Kim believes quilting is more than perfect seams and matchy-matchy blocks. It's about joy, experimentation, and community. She's built an online membership, The Quilter's Way, where quilters from around the world learn, stitch, laugh, share mistakes, and grow together. So let's explore the story of Kim Jamison Hurst. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brandy. It's great to be here today. Thanks so much for inviting me onto your podcast.
It's so nice to have you finally. It's been quite some time. I think I might have had you on my original podcast, or I can't remember. It's been so long. We've been friends for a long, long time.
So there you go. There's Brandy, Quilter on Fire podcast. What a great idea. What a great concept. A great Canadian podcast, everybody. So when on these cold days in February, when you need like to be a little warmer, what's better than a quilt? What's better than a Quilter on Fire podcast? Nothing. You just found your new favorite podcast. So if you know a quilter, please, 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 please tell them about the Quilter on Fire podcast. It'll keep you warm on a cold February night. Now, I didn't know that birds could read, But Crow Reads is the next podcast. It's an author podcast. I have an author podcast. Dave, you have too many podcasts. I have Living the Next Chapter. But Crow Reads is another amazing podcast that features authors. And I love this. Rayanne is the host. And here's a little taste of it. It's a great podcast for anything to do with authorship. Here's a little taste. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Crow Reads. My name is Rayanne Haynes, and I am your host. I am a published author and cultural producer, an educator, an award-winning poet. In this podcast, I interview writers, publishers, agents, editors, and really everybody working in the literary industry, all with a lens to discover more about their work, their lived experiences, and to hopefully bring something new and interesting to you, our listeners. Though the podcast comes to you from a virtual setting, I want to acknowledge that it is recorded on Treaty 6 territory, Amiskwichi Waskahegan, which is the ancestral and traditional territory of the Cree, Dene, Blackfoot, Soto, Nakota Sioux, as well as the Inuit and Métis people. I want to thank you all for listening, for joining my guests and I, and for being a part of this conversation. I hope that you find it enlightening and that we bring a new element to you in your writing career. I'm really excited today to be talking to Alberta Edmonton author Carissa Halton. She is an award-winning writer whose fiction and creative nonfiction has appeared in the Post Media newspapers, Today's Parent, Alberta Views, The Tyee, CBC, and others. Her book of essays, Little Yellow House, Finding Community in a Changing Neighborhood, was a finalist for the 2019 Edmonton Book Prize. Revolution Songs is her debut novel. In her work life, Carissa runs Halton Strategic, where she works with teams and boards to find common ground. And we're going to talk to Carissa a little bit about how that strategic planning side of her brain supports her writing side of her brain. Carissa lives in Treaty 6 here in Edmonton in Amiskwichi, Waskahegan. So the book we will be talking about mostly, and the blurb goes like this. Annie Jalmer stands uneasily between opposing allegiances in her 1930s Rocky Mountain town.
So there you go, a little taste of Rayanne's podcast, Crow Reads. And I'd love for you to go check it out. Again, if you love authorship, you love books, all that, Crow Reads is for you. Now, do you love movies? Perfect, because we have the Canadian Movie Crew. And is it a movie podcast or not? The name of the show. Or is it? It's a movie podcast. And let's jump in. This is a fun concept. I like these. I like this show. I would love for you to go check it out, especially if you love movies. You need a movie podcast, and we found one for you right here. Or is it? Question mark. Movie podcast on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Mid-month check-in. Here's a little taste of the show.
You're listening to a Canadian Movie Crew production.
Until Dawn is the story of a girl's search for her disappeared sister. Or is it?
In this world, the story a movie gives you is the whole story. Or is it? It's the Or Is It Movie Podcast. And now, your hosts, Derek and Mean Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Or Is It Movie Podcast, where we try to find the real story behind the story. I'm Derek.
And I'm Mean Mark.
And today, Until Dawn. I saw this in theaters.
Ooh.
Because, and we haven't recorded the year in review show as of the recording of this show, but I can tell you, this one may get an award for a misleading trailer.
Ooh, okay.
Because that's what suckered me into this one. It was the trailer that sucked me into this one. The trailer looked interesting, and I knew this was based on the video game. I have not played the video game. I have no allegiance to the video game, but I know that the video game is very popular.
So there you go. From the Canadian Movie Crew, they present, or is it, the Movie Podcast, another great Canadian podcast. I love the beaver there on the cover. Good job. Okay, next, we're looking at some strange truths and tall tales from a beautiful place in this world, a very beautiful place in Canada, from Newfoundland. It's a Newfoundland podcast, Strange Truths and Tall Tales, product of Newfoundland. Again, some of the nicest people in the world live in this part of the world. Here's the podcast, here's a little taste, and let's see if how tall these tales are and how strange these truths can be. Here's a little taste.
This is Strange Truths and Tall Tales, the product of Newfoundland podcast. It's a place for people who are into Newfoundland stories and pop culture. I'm Robert. I write at productofnewfoundland.ca. In this episode, I'm telling an almost unbelievable tale from Harbor Breton that's been occupying a corner of my mind for nearly 25 years now. It's the story of folk hero Mildred Baxter. I've asked musician Rosemary Lawton to help me understand Mildred's tale in a bit of a different, more musical context. I'm going to follow that up with some monster talk, as per usual. First, I've got a chat with Kyle Callahan, who's been envisioning movie monsters all over Newfoundland. Then, in another installment of Monstrous Things, I'm going to discuss a strange sea creature seen off Newfoundland in 1888. That's a lot of ground to cover in one episode, so let's get going. You're traveling through the fog, and just ahead is an island. An island of mermaids, miracles, and monsters. Your next stop, Newfoundland. And these are its strange truths and tall tales. It was just about 25 years ago I moved to Galtas. It's a tiny community on an island off Newfoundland's south coast. It's accessible only by passenger ferry. You can't take vehicles to Galtas, and there really aren't any proper roads in town if you did. The whole community is connected by footpaths and boardwalks. It's surprising how quiet life is when there are no cars. At night, it was no problem to hear conversations drifting across the cove. And though Galtas might have been a quiet place in terms of decibels, it certainly wasn't in terms of good times. I think, in terms of my social life, well, I don't know if I've ever lived in a place that was more fun. There was always something happening. And things like I didn't used to do in other places. I went to dart games and community dances, and it was a lot of fun. My favorite thing to do, though, was just hang out with friends.
There you go. Now, I could listen to that podcaster all day. I love his voice. I love his presentation. Really great, right? There you go. So you want to travel to the far east of Canada and meet some of the nicest people in the world, go check out that podcast. One thing we all deal with, especially in February, we spend too much money. And Maple Leaf Money is here for us as a podcast to help us for the Canadian perspective on all things money. So here's a little taste of Maple Leaf Money, and I hope you enjoy this. If you have money issues or you're curious about money, this is a podcast for you. Here's a little taste.
Welcome to Maple Leaf Money, a nation-building initiative dedicated to making financial literacy accessible, objective, and empowering for all Canadians. In every episode, we bring you lessons, ideas, and stories that strengthen individuals, families, and our collective financial future. In today's episode, we are looking more at the experiences around people with their first jobs. A big part of the excitement of a first job is getting your first paycheck or direct deposit. For a lot of people, the first time they look at a pay stub, it's confusing. There are numbers everywhere, unfamiliar labels, and deductions that make the final amount lower than expected. And if no one has ever walked you through it, it's easy to feel like you're missing something important. That reaction is completely normal. Pay stubs aren't complicated because they're meant to be confusing. They're complicated because they're rarely explained. So today, we're going to slow things down and make sense of what you're actually looking at. The goal of this episode isn't to turn you into a payroll expert. It's to help you look at a pay stub and say, okay, I understand this. Let's start with the big picture. A pay stub is simply a record of your earnings for a specific pay period. It shows how much you earned, what was deducted, and what you actually received. It also creates a paper trail that protects both you and your employer. Even though pay stubs can look different depending on where you work, they all follow a similar structure. Once you understand that structure, the details become much less intimidating. One of the first things to understand is that there's no single standard pay stub. Pay stubs vary because jobs vary. Two people working for the same company can have different pay stubs depending on how they're paid, when they work, and what applies to their role.
So now if you want to go to the other end of the country, now let's just take you all over the place. How about Island Miles Podcast? It is for runners, by runners, celebrating running on Vancouver Island. See how we did this? We went from one coast to the other. It's a great podcast. It talks about the running community there in Vancouver Island, and would love for you to check this out. So if you know anybody who lives in that part of the world, you know that they run, well, they might run into, oh, there we go. They might run into this podcast, and they might run into this podcast because of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Shameless plug inserted here. Island Miles Podcast, here's a little taste. Grab your running shoes, throw on your earbuds, time for a run, and click onto a great podcast. Here we go.
This is the Island Miles Podcast, a show for runners, by runners, celebrating running on Vancouver Island.
Running and training are hard enough, but what if you're diabetic or have MS? We're going to dig into that with two very special guests on this episode. We're going to recap Cobble Hill, and we're going to talk about burritos. I'm Jamie.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Darren.
Guys, recently, Cobble Hill 10K, absolutely gorgeous day, but holy smokes, what a race.
Yeah.
Lewis Marouk won it, and like almost a minute faster than second place, won it in 30 minutes and 24 seconds. So clearly not wearing clogs, no Velcro shoes. Allison McPherson, top woman in just a blistering 35:44. So
good running. You know,
what a race. Island Race Series trucking right along.
Yeah, race number three. We're going to talk about it in the rundown coming up later because Dan and I have a very personal connection with that one.
And listen, imagine being down at our local Clover Point Park Run, which we've talked about, and sort of having a guest visitor there. Well, Sandringham Park Run in the UK, who came out to visit but the King himself, King Charles, standing on the side as the runners went past, having a wave. I think some people probably tripped going past. Anyway, he did it because they have the odd event to raise awareness for cancer. I think it's called the Your Way Cancer event. And he came out to show his support. But pretty cool to see him visiting the runners in the park run.
There we go. So you want to get a good running start? Oh, my gosh. Then definitely go check out the podcast. Glad to have them here in this month of featured podcasts. We also go our last one here for us for February. We're going to get a little Greeky. Get our Greek on. Oh, okay. I just have too many of these. Let's talk about myths, baby. It is the Greek mythology and ancient Mediterranean podcast. And if you love this, if you're into this, if you know somebody who is, they have to go check out this podcast. It's amazing. Here's a little taste to wrap up our amazing cohort of podcasters for February. Let's talk about myth, baby. Here we go.
The world of ancient Greek myth and the wider history of the Mediterranean is and always will be incredibly relevant, whether you have a casual interest in myth or are a dyed-in-the-wool nerd for the ancient world. You will find your fix with Let's Talk About Myths, Baby. I'm Liv Albert, and together with my amazing producer Michaela Pengowish, we bring the context, intricacies, and the stories of ancient Greece and sometimes the wider Mediterranean to life. From detailed breakdowns of all your favorite myths and loads you've never even heard of, to fascinating and timeless conversations with authors and experts, to straight readings of ancient texts, Let's Talk About Myths, Baby has something for everyone. Plus a healthy dose of feminism and the fight for global equality. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, wherever you get your podcasts, new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, or find more information at mythsbaby.com.
Let's Talk About Myths, Baby. Yeah, okay. I got that song in my head now. There you go. A bunch of great podcasters on the show, featured in the magazine for February 2026. And I'm excited to celebrate all these great voices. Again, keep us in mind, as you create content and you haven't been featured yet here in the magazine, go back. You might have already been featured. We've already covered a ton of great podcasts here in Canada, and that's the whole idea. We want to bring as many voices to the front as possible so that more and more people can come find your show. Let me know. CanadianPodcaster.com is how to reach me, and all the information in the magazine as well. Some great tools in the magazine this month as well. Two free ones for you to check out. I use pod.link as the links to all of the podcasts that we feature in the show. So when you're clicking on in the magazine, it's leading you to PodLink. Why do I like PodLink? Because you can pick the podcast as a link. You can also pick a specific episode as a link. And it gives you the option to pick the app that you prefer. And if you look at pod.link, the results on the screen, when you see any of the podcasts we're featuring, it's ranking the most frequent app for that podcast down to the least frequent at the bottom of the list. So you can kind of go through and see where they're listed on all these different apps. You might even find a new app that you prefer over the one you're currently using. So go to pod.link, search up your podcast name. It's based on an RSS feed, which is really simple syndication. That's like a one load upload that goes to many sites like Apple, Spotify, YouTube, even Audible, all those places. So your hosting site will provide you with that link. That's where it's based on. So if you don't have an RSS feed and you're just on YouTube, for example, then we would link to your YouTube channel. But if you are listed through a podcasting app, if you're available on Apple, Spotify, Audible, all those places, pod.link is a free resource that can give you clickable links for your guests, for episodes, when you're posting your podcast out to the world on your Substack or on your website, whatever. Pod.link is great. A great way to send people and give them the choice. Instead of just sending them to Apple, I'm not an Apple user, I can't use that link, then use pod.link. It's a free tool, doesn't cost you anything. It's a great way to send people and give them the choice to pick the podcast app that they want to use as well. Podmatch is a hosting or a place where you can get guests for your podcast. You can be a guest. You can have a guest at podmatch.com. If you go podmatch.com/report, they have a monthly report that they do. It's completely free. You don't have to be a Podmatch user to access the report, but it gives you a great breakdown of what's happening in the podcast industry. There's a slant towards guesting and hosting because that's what Podmatch does, but you can see a lot of great detailed information, and you can go back a couple months into the past as well and kind of get your finger on the pulse of what's happening in podcasting through podmatch.com/report. Completely free. Link in the magazine. If you don't remember this, go to the magazine. Everything's right there. And a shout out here at the end as well. We're looking for story ideas for March 2026. We're already working on the next magazine right now. So we would love to insert your information into the magazine for March, whether you're a podcaster and we want to feature your show, whether you have a tool, a resource, a book, you're an author, you are an editor of podcasts, you do anything to do with Canadian podcasting, we would love to feature you in the magazine for March. Completely free. Doesn't cost you anything. Come on. How much more? Unless I pay you to come into the magazine, that's the only other way that's better. It's totally free, and we'd love to feature you in March for the March edition. So reach out to me, CanadianPodcaster.com. The window's closing because I got to get the magazine done, so we'd love to feature you. Reach out to me now. It's the middle of the month in February. I have time to get you in. If you wait too long, you might have to wait till April. So reach out to me because the responding people are coming in. The responses are great, and I just want to get to as many people as possible. For March, if you want to be in the magazine, I need to hear from you now. CanadianPodcaster.com. So don't forget about PodCamp Toronto this month, the end of the month. Definitely be there if you can be there. Support them and support other Canadian podcasters. And the quote we had for February, be specific enough to be believable and universal enough to be relevant. Great words to live by here as podcast creators here in Canada. I hope the rest of February is awesome for you and that March is going to be warm and spring-like. I hope that for you and for all you out there creating content in Canada. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the magazine. We will talk to you in March. You ready? Take care. Thanks for your support. We'll talk to you in March. Cheers.